Chapter 17. The Yoga of the Threefold Division of Faith. About the nature of each type of food intake, austerity and sacrifice. Arjuna said, "Those who give up on the regulations of the scriptures, but do worship having full faith, is their faith, O Krishna, in goodness, passion or in ignorance?" The Supreme Lord said, "The faith of the embodied souls takes three forms according to each his love and experience, to goodness, to passion, and to ignorance. So, thus hear about this from me. Faith evolves according to everyone's nature, O son of Bharata. The person is the fool of this faith, and is, with such a faith endowed, the certain of himself. Those of goodness are in respect with the godly ones. In the mode of passion, one deals with the demoniac, while people in ignorance are in respect with the spirits of the dead and with ghosts. Those persons who undergo severe austerities not prescribed in the scriptures and who proudly identified with the body are engaged in tormenting the organs of their bodies in a desire of an attachment to their own prowess are mistaken about me. Consider those who persistently deal that way with themselves as being of an obscure resolve. Also the food intake one cherishes is assuredly of three kinds, just like with sacrifice, austerity and charity. Hear now about how they differ from one another. Food preferred by the ones in goodness increases the duration of life, purifies one's being, gives strength, health, happiness and satisfaction, and is juicy, rich, wholesome, and a pleasure to the heart. Bitter, sour, salty, very hot, smelly, dried out and burnt is the food of those in the mode of passion. It makes unhappy, miserable, and causes disease. That which is spoiled, lacks taste, smells bad, is decomposed, a leftover from a previous meal, and has impurities in it, is food dear to the ignorant. Sacrifice that is performed according to the scripture by those who are free from profit motives, and is thus surely of an absorbed mind, is of goodness. But that what is done in desire for the result, and out of pride, O chief of the Bharatas, know that sacrifice as being of the mode of passion. Devoid of the principles, with no offerings of food, in disrespect of mantras, without gifts, and with lacking faith, sacrifice is to be considered as of ignorance. In deeds, austerity is said to be of respect for the divinity, the twice-born ones, the spiritual teacher, and the wise in cleanliness, sincerity, celibacy, and non-violence. To the voice, austerity is for sure said to be of truthful, pleasing, and beneficial inoffensive words that are of Vedic study and practice. To one's thinking, this austerity then is said to be of a considerate mind, of good faith, gravity, self-control, and self-correction. That threefold austerity, executed by man with faith in the transcendental, without longing for the fruit, is said to be of goodness. Austerity, performed in this world for the sake of respect, honor, veneration, and indeed pride, is said to be of passion. It is unstable and temporary. Austerity, foolishly performed with the intent to torture oneself, or with the purpose of destroying others, is said to be in the mode of darkness. Donations, given dutifully, irrespective of the return, at the proper time and place, and to suitable persons, that giving is considered to be of goodness. But that which, again, is given desiring a return of some result, or with resentment, that giving is understood to be of the mode of passion. That charity which is given at the wrong place, the wrong time, and to unworthy persons, and as well is given without respect and the proper attention, that is said to be in the mode of ignorance. With Om, Tat, Sat, to that the threefold of the spiritual is indicated, which the Brahmins till now used for as well sacrifices as the Vedic literature. Therewith does Om indicate the beginning of the sacrifices of the transcendentalists, of charity and penance, according to the scriptural regulations. Next is Tat, to the ones desiring liberation, used when one is not after the results of sacrifice, with the various activities of charity and penance. To the nature of the Supreme and its devotion is following the resounding of the word Sat used in the agreed-upon activities of Son of Pritha. In the case of sacrifice, penance and charity, Sat is thus also for sure uttered to indicate the activities meant and the absolute of the truth. That which is offered, given, and performed with penance without faith in all this is said to be false, O Son of Pritha, and that is nor useful here nor in the hereafter.